There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
And here we go. It's your daily sardine report, day 5 of Sardine Run 2024. Guys, it's been another spectacular day, kicking off at Amkumas, where there was a few nets. In fact, some really huge nets coming in from Tony and his team. Jace was just slightly down the road as well, bringing in a couple bags of fish. And amongst that, enjoying having those rods bending with some proper bronze whalers. Guys, our cover image just shows what was coming out today. Jace had 3 pulls, brought in 3 fish, and you know what? There were a bunch of other big, huge sharks that came out throughout our coastline. Some great catches off Garrick and Kingfish down the lower south coast. North coast, not too much. However, Suvika did send me some amazing footage of the sharks swimming right against the rocks. So, guys, it is shark season. It is sardine season. It's Garrick and Kingfish season. Where are the shad? Well, I did hear a couple coming out at Splash Rock this morning. Still have to verify that date. So, guys, if this was true, please drop it in the comments and let me know. However, something else I can verify, that the sardines did pop up at La Lucia, at Eastmoor, and at Umhlanga. Now, this was through a few legitimate sources. So, guys, when you hear that, oh, no, we are out there and there's nothing happening, well, guys, you know what? Watch out for that fake news. Trust Angler News SA and the sardine netters to tell you exactly where the fish is, because, yes, there was sardines at La Lucia. We've got footage of that. There were sardines at Eastmoor, and we've got footage of that, as well as those pockets outside Umhlanga. So, guys, sardine run is looking fantastic now. Why are we seeing those bypassing Addington, bypassing certain areas, and popping up at other areas? Well, guys, it is the pilot shoals. Now, if you have seen the size of majority of the sardines, they weren't the biggest ones. These are that pilot ones. We've got the main shoal still coming through. So, when you do hear this excitement happening, when the birds are jumping and the fish are getting smashed, well, guys, that's because it is that pilot shoal and they move fast. And then when they are in trouble, they move deep. You do get the word that these shoals are around. You gotta be quick to go and catch them. If not, well, look out for where the sardine netters are. Listen to where the sardine netters are. Listen to East Coast Radio, and I'll be telling you exactly where the sardine netters are, because that's where the action will be for majority of the day. That's where you can take your time, you know what, have your lunch, and then go out, and yes, you will still get some action, because, guys, the sardine netters are bringing in the fish. They will be for the next couple weeks to come. So, speaking of about where they will be, guys, I spoke to Jace this afternoon. Tomorrow, the areas are looking closer to Durban. In fact, Amanzimtoti could be one of those areas, and perhaps even Durban. Well, if it's not coming through tomorrow to Durban, they will certainly be making their way out here over this weekend. That's what the predictions are from the sardine netters. Durban will have fish this weekend, and they are ready for it. And if they are ready, we are ready. So you know what? It's going to be a great Father's Day. We are going to be getting fish right here on our front yard. So guys, that's our report for day 5. Don't forget, you can catch me on East Coast Radio tomorrow at 6:40 on the breakfast show, where I'll be giving you our reports of what's been going on, as well as our latest updated forecast for where the fish are going to be for the day and the weekend. So until the next fishing report.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.